7 takeaways from Trump's reciprocal tariff rollout. This report is narrated by Nicole McCaw and was written by Andrew Morin, Terry Wu, and Imala Crown from Washington. Just 72 days after taking office, President Donald Trump announced on April 2nd sweeping trade policy changes, introducing what he called reciprocal tariffs for all countries and declaring it Liberation Day in America. For decades, the United States has kept low trade barriers, promoting free trade agreements with minimum and zero tariffs, at least on its part. Those days are now over. At a White House event, Trump presented a large chart outlining baseline and reciprocal tariff rates trading partners now face in attempt to balance the high trade barriers against U.S. goods. The rates include a flat 10% levy, along with additional rates tailored to match each nation's trade barriers on America. Trump's new tariff regime is designed to boost U.S. manufacturing and create American jobs, but the efforts on inflation and the short-term and long-term impacts on economy remain to be seen. Here are 7 takeaways from Wednesday's announcement. Number 1. The 10% universal tariffs. Trump imposed a minimum baseline tariff of 10% on imports from all countries. The across-the-board levy will take effect on April 5th at 12:01 a.m. Quote, foreign nations will finally be asked to pay for the privilege of access to our market, the biggest market in the world, end quote, Trump said. The president implemented the latest trade measures as he declared a national emergency under the 1977 International Emergency Economic Powers Act, a law that grants the president authority to regulate imports. Last year, the United States imported approximately $4.1 trillion in goods and services. The White House estimates the new tariffs could generate trillions of dollars over a 10-year period. Number 2. Reciprocal tariffs target countries with high barriers. In addition to universal tariffs, Trump also announced additional reciprocal tariffs on U.S. trading partners who made the worst offenders list. These tariffs will be higher to counterpartner nations' non-monetary trade barriers. The White House announced that the new tariff rates shown in the president's chart for each country consists of the 10% baseline tariff and additional reciprocal levies. These new tariffs will be applied on top of any other existing tariffs. The additional reciprocal rates will take effect on April 9th at 12:01 a.m. Quote, we're kind people, very kind people, Trump said, noting that the United States will only impose half the reciprocal tariff rate that each partner nation has been charging. I call this kind reciprocal. This is not full reciprocal. According to the list, many of the United States' top trading partners will now be subjected to significant tariffs, including the European Union 20%, Japan 24%, Taiwan 32%, and Korea 25%. Cambodia will face one of the highest rates of 49%. Vietnam will be hit with a 46% reciprocal levy, and India a 34% reciprocal tariff on top of the baseline levy. The president opposed a 34% reciprocal tax on China. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed to Bloomberg Television that 34% is on top of existing tariffs, bringing China's total tariffs to 54%. Bessent pointed to various actions instituted by foreign governments, such as currency manipulation, value-added taxes, VATs, and non-market policies. A White House fact sheet outlined many instances on non-tariff barriers. India, for example, has established duplicative testing and certification requirements in different sectors that make it difficult or costly for American companies to sell their products in India. If these barriers were dismantled, U.S. exports would grow by at least $5.3 billion per year. Officials say countries such as China, Germany, Japan, and South Korea have implemented policies, regressive tax systems, and low penalties for environmental degradation that surpass the domestic consumption power of their own citizens. This, the document states, also enhances the competitiveness of their exports. The White House clarified that presidential action under Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act of 1962 on specific goods such as automobiles, car parts, and aluminum will not be subjected to reciprocal tariffs. These products will instead fall under their specific tariff regimes. The president poised to introduce Section 232 actions on copper, lumber, pharmaceuticals, and semiconductors soon. Senior administration officials noted critical minerals could also be part of this tariff regime. Additionally, Russia is excluded from the list due to the sanctions imposed over the Ukraine war, which have already effectively halted trade between U.S. and Russia. Number 3. China faces a steep tariff hike. The United States had the highest trade deficit with China last year, totaling nearly $300 billion. For years, the ruling Chinese Communist Party's CCP's unfair trade practices, including forced technology transfers, intellectual property theft, and state subsidies, have been criticized by both political parties for threatening American businesses and workers. Additionally, China's been accused of flooding global markets with artificially low-priced exports. After taking office, Trump imposed a 20% tariff on all goods made in China, citing a national emergency related to ongoing trafficking of fentanyl. To this day, China remains the primary source of fentanyl, which is shipped to Mexico and Canada, where they are processed into illicit drugs and smuggled into the United States. China will now face U.S. tariffs totaling 54%, including 34% reciprocal tariff, bringing it close to 60% rate that Trump threatened Beijing with during his campaign. Quote, "American people are paying a very big price," Trump said during the Rose Garden speech on April 2nd, noting that China has taken tremendous advantage of the United States for years. A White House official told reporters during a call that China uses transshipping to circumvent tariffs, achieving this by using third-party countries, including Cambodia, Indonesia, Thailand, and Vietnam. Quote, "The problem with Vietnam is not their tariffs," the official said. "The problem is everything else they do, including setting up shop for communist China to send us things." While other countries may yield, China is expected to resist Trump's new tariff policies, according to Frank Hsieh, business professor at the University of South Carolina at Kinn. "China is the source of globalization. Other countries will cave in, but China is unlikely to do that," he told the Epoch Times. This allows Trump to take care of other countries and then focus on China. Number 4. Canada and Mexico omitted from list. Canada and Mexico have been excluded from the new reciprocal tariff regime. According to senior administration officials, both countries remain subject to the national emergency that Trump previously declared. The original 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico imposed due to concerns over illegal immigration and fentanyl trafficking will remain in effect. The Trump administration had previously granted exemptions for cars and other goods, complement with the U.S.-Mexico-Canadian agreement, the USMCA. But these exemptions expire on April 2nd, and no extension has been announced. At this time, Canada and Mexico, they continue to be subject to the national emergency related to fentanyl and migration, and that tariff regime will persist while those conditions persist, and not the new regimes, one official told reporters before Trump's announcement. The current consumptions for goods covered by the USMCA free trade deal implemented on March 6 also remain. Canada also previously received a reduced 10% tariff on its energy exports, which remains unchanged. If the fentanyl and border security tariffs are terminated due to a sufficient response from either Canada or Mexico, the two nations will be integrated into the new tariff regime, the official said. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, who has vowed to impose countermeasures to Trump's auto tariffs, says global reciprocal tariffs will fundamentally change the international trading system. Number 5. Trump justifies new tariffs. Trump and administration officials have justified the tariffs by emphasizing the need for America to address structural imbalances in global trade to make America wealthy again after being ripped off for more than 50 years. For decades, our country has been looted, pillaged, raped, and plundered by nations near and far, both friend and foe alike, Trump said at the White House Rose Garden event, which was attended by many Republican lawmakers and most of his cabinet. Foreign cheaters have ransacked our factories, and foreign scavengers have torn apart our once beautiful American dream. The new measures will help reshore U.S. manufacturing, an industry that has been decimated since the North American Free Trade Agreement, Trump said. 5 million manufacturing jobs were lost while racking up trade deficits of $19 trillion, he stated. That was the worst trade deal ever made as a result of these gigantic losses. The decades-long trade deficit was also cited as a reason for the tariffs. The trade gap, when a nation imports more goods and services from other nations than it exports, reached a record $1.2 trillion last year. Chronic trade deficits are no longer merely an economic problem, Trump said. They're a national emergency that threatens our security and our very way of life. As to whether countries can negotiate out of the new tariffs, senior administration officials told reporters that this is not a negotiation. It's a national emergency, the official said, and in any country that thinks that they can simply make an announcement promising to lower some tariffs is ignoring the big central problem of the massive non-tariff barriers and the institutionalization of their trade model to cheat America. If countries retaliate, the president has the flexibility to respond, sure that these efforts are not undermined. William Lee, chief economist at the Milken Institute, a California-based economic think tank, said that Trump's kind approach, which sets reciprocal tariff rates at half of what other countries charge, is meant to make negotiations easier. If other countries retaliate, Trump has the option to respond to higher tariffs, Lee told the Epoch Times. Number 6. Role of tariffs in Trump's economic plan. Supporters of the new tariffs have urged that they should not be seen in isolation from the administration's other economic policies. Lee views the tariffs as a strategic tool in boosting domestic income and securing supply chains. He said the efficacy of Trump's tariff policies, especially the reciprocal tariffs, rely on Trump's other initiatives. The economics said that the new trade framework is attracting manufacturing back to the United States, along with innovation. Fewer regulations and lower taxes will be the primary pull factors, and together with the push from tariffs, they will make Trump's version of a strong America economy within reach, Lee said. Trump has also announced a new office under the Commerce Department to focus on accelerating the progress of investments above $1 billion. Xie said that the additional investments, tax reductions, and tax rebates that Trump has announced are designed to result in income growth and reduce tax burden for American consumers. They should lead to higher spending power that will neutralize the increase of the prices due to the tariffs, the business professor said. Number 7. Economic indicators to watch. The stock market has seen the largest quarterly drop since 2022, partly due to uncertainties tied to Trump tariffs. The S&P 500 dropped 4.6% in the first quarter, and NASDAQ dropped around 10%. Goldman Sachs said there's now a 35% change of the U.S. economy entering a recession within 12 months, up from 20% with tariffs being a contributing factor. Lee offers a different perspective, saying that the recent stock market decline and wider economic challenges are being unfairly attributed by the media and some economics Trump's tariff policies. He said Trump's tariffs have introduced uncertainty into the market, but the impact has been overstated. Lee pointed out that the U.S. exports account for about 11% of the GDP, and imports, which are deducted from GDP, are equivalent to about 14%, given the size of the tax base for either U.S. tariffs or retaliatory tariffs from other countries, the economics said. The fears about a recession or a global depression are ridiculous because it's just not a big enough number to do that. Economist Ian Fletcher thinks a recession is a real risk, not because of the size of U.S. exports or imports, but because the shock of these significant reciprocal tariffs bring to the market. Trump has probably gotten very confident from what he did in the first time, Fletcher told the Epoch Times, referring to the limited economic impact of the tariffs he imposed during the first time. But he is going way beyond what he did the first time. Fletcher thinks a five-year phase in tariff regime would allow the market to react rationally. There is a chance that Trump scales back the announcement tariffs just like he did earlier in the year, he added. However, Trump has created uncertainty, adding on another dimension for businesses to consider as they make their investment plan, he said. While differences in reasoning is driving differences in economic forecasts, economic indicators will start to reveal the real-world impacts of these tariffs become effective. She said that he'll be looking to unemployment data and real income growth as meaningful early signs of the actual impact of Trump's tariffs. Lee, meanwhile, said he will be focusing on domestic versus foreign shares in consumption and investments in the United States. Those are the leading indicators that people are talking with their wallets, he said. He added that if, after the initial period on the tariffs, higher prices stick, then the risk of inflation will be real. Thank you for listening to this report by the Epoch Times. If you enjoyed the content, don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star rating. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms. We'll see you tomorrow with another in-depth story.